With spring upon us, a handful of area farmers markets and gardening groups are in the running for grants to help them expand their programs. The downtown Pittsfield Farmers Market is entering its fourth season, and manager Jess Vecchia says it's been quite a journey.
Well, year one, we really needed to get people to buy into it. We needed the vendors to take a risk with us. Everything was an experiment. It was an experiment for us. It was an experiment for the community, and we asked everybody to take that leap with us, and they did.
After lining tents across a city parking lot, the weekly market now sets up shop during the warmer months at the renovated Pittsfield Common, which features a playground, splash pad, and outdoor pavilion. In 2015, it announced a winter program so the market could run year-round. To continue its growth, the market has applied for a Seeds of Change grant that could total $20,000. Vecchia says it would allow for an expansion of its double value program.
It's a money matching program for folks that are using SNAP, which is a former food stamps program, WIC, and Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Benefits. And so what we did was match their benefits. So with SNAP, we gave up to $20 per market day per person. So if they wanted to spend $20 of their benefits, we actually gave them $40 to spend at the market. And we matched dollar for dollar for WIC and Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Benefits. So it really increased the purchasing power for our low-income community members to be able to buy healthy foods. It also increased sales significantly for our farmers and our food producers because we had more folks shopping at the market.
The program is currently funded by sponsors and similar grants. In addition, Vecchia says the downtown farmers market hopes to hire more young people involved with the anti-violence organization Pittsfield Community Connection. She says they hope to bring at least 3 young people on as this year's market crew to work with roughly 30 vendors.
Hiring young people to work for the market and pay them every Saturday. They choose to have a positive experience every Saturday and get paid to do so. It's a workforce training program, and it's been really successful. Last year, we had some really great hires.
The market operates on a $50,000 budget, not including the double value program. NeighborWorks of Western Vermont, a housing organization, is one of about 300 groups involved in Project Vision in Rutland, Vermont. NeighborWorks Executive Director Ludi Biddle says the city's northwest neighborhood has suffered from opioid addiction, blight, and floods from Hurricane Irene. To improve the area, she says the group is seeking a Seeds of Change grant to bolster a community garden and make it an educational resource.
Our plan is to put in a lot of vegetable gardens this spring, and then in particular use 2 plots for students under the tutelage of master gardeners and farming gardeners grow vegetables, hopefully sell vegetables out of those plots. And it's following the curriculum that's established in the school system. Some of the participants will include elementary school students in a program called Tapestry, which is a summer program similar to and actually an extension of the after-school program that runs during the year.
The Friends of Highland Hall Garden in North Bennington is also seeking a grant to expand its work. More than 850 applications have been submitted for a Seeds of Change grant. Online voting, which runs through April 18th, will determine the top 50 projects from which the 24 recipients will be selected. According to its website, the organic seed distributor has awarded more than $600,000 to recipients that have in turn grown 90 tons of produce. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.